It will take time for the nervous energy that is built up in your body to dissipate. Some of the bodily sensations you experience when you are anxious are deeply ingrained into your body's processes. It takes time for your body to truly believe you aren't in any danger and to begin interpreting situations and bodily sensations as safe. If you don't experience immediate relief from the DARE response, this doesn't mean it isn't working. It doesn't mean you won't experience relief in the longer run. It is important to keep going and never give up. Every time you implement the DARE response, you're helping to release that tension on some level. Your body will respond when you change your thoughts. It will respond to your persistent efforts to diffuse, allow, and run towards your bodily sensations. Even more so, it will respond to your actions. When you start living as though you are safe, your body will believe this to be true. Through the DARE response, you're learning to say yes to your anxious thoughts and bodily sensations. The more times you say yes to the sensations you feel, the more your anxiety will believe you and back down. Each and every day, say yes to your beating heart and that lump in your throat. Say yes to the nauseousness and the knot in your stomach. Say yes to your fears and allow them to be present. Live as though you are safe. Stop going to the doctor and Googling your symptoms. Stop avoiding things that increase your bodily sensations. Stop micromanaging your body. Sit with the physical discomfort that you feel. Likely, you've been dealing with these uncomfortable sensations for quite some time. In that time, you've learned something important. Not once have these sensations killed you. Not once has your body been unable to handle them. Every single time your body pulled through. Every single time your body was strong enough. And it will be strong enough for every single time in the future. As you work towards overcoming your fear of bodily sensations, it's important for your expectations to be in the right place. It's important to know what recovery will look like. Some people think that recovery from anxiety will mean that all of the uncomfortable bodily sensations will go away. This isn't always the case. In reality, recovery happens when the sensations don't bother you anymore. When you can go about your life without bodily sensations holding you back, that's when you've recovered. When you're able to sit with the sensation instead of trying to control it. You've recovered because there's no fear attached. When you can trust your body to do its job and go about your day, you have recovered. As you continue forward, you will most likely experience progress and then have setbacks along the way. Eventually, your body will move out of fight or flight mode into the body's rested state. This state has been called the body's rest and digest system. When your rest and digest system takes over, no longer will you be in a state of constant stress and anxiety. Your body will only release adrenaline at appropriate times, and your fight or flight response will become adaptive once again. You are fully capable of getting to this place. It is possible to interrupt the cycle that is creating so much nervous energy in your body. Once this happens, your bodily sensations will in turn calm down. For some people, these sensations will eventually disappear altogether. For others, the sensations won't seem like a big deal anymore, just like a bit of distant background noise. Either way, your anxiety won't control you any longer. So please, don't give up. Keep going until you reach your goal. You've got this.